Masechta Shabbos, Perek Chaf, Mishnah Hey. Kash straw, standard straw is muksa because it was generally used as fuel unless it was designated for animal food. The Mishnah over here is another exception. Kash shal gabi amita, if there's straw on the bed, loy yinane biyadei, he should not move it around with his hands because it's muksa. Ela minane begufei, he can move it around with his body. He can push it with his shoulder while he's lying on it to straighten it out. That's an unusual way of moving it, and it's permitted. If it was straw that was set aside before Shabbos for animal food, then he could move it. Or there was already a pillow or a sheet on top when Shabbos began that shows that it's designated to be used as a mattress. Then he can move it even with his hands, because once it's designated as a mattress, it's no longer... or for animal food, it's no longer muksa, he can move it around with his hand. The Mishnah now discusses a clothing press that would press out the creases from clothing, and it was made from, it was two boards. There was a lower board the clothing would put on top, and then there was a top heavy board that was put down on top, and pegs were used to hold the top board down in place. Mechabesh shalbalabatim matirim. A garment press for balabatim, for house owners. This was not an industrial one. It was just one that people had at home. This matirin, you can open it up on Shabbos. You can remove the pegs and open up the top board for clothing that was left the day before there to become smoothed out. Avaloi kevshin, but you can't actually press garments on Shabbos because it would take time, since it was only pressure that would smooth it out. There was no heat involved, or steam, or whatever it is. So it took a significant amount of time, and clothing that would be put in on Shabbos would not be ready until after Shabbos, and we can't prepare from Shabbos for after Shabbos. So he can't put in on Shabbos because it would only be ready for after Shabbos, but he can open it up and remove a garment that was put in from before Shabbos. Mishal kevsim, but if it is the press of the kevsim, the launderers, the dry cleaners, that it is an industrial one, and the press is much tighter, then layigabai, you can't even touch it. Here you couldn't open it because the process of opening it, since it was pressed together so tightly, it's similar to the malacha of seiser, of demolishing, and therefore it couldn't be opened on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, im hayam mutar mei of Shabbos, if it was partially opened up before Shabbos, they took out some of the pegs and loosened up the industrial press, then mater eskuli v'shemte, you can open up the rest of it on Shabbos and remove the garment. Since it was already partially open, it doesn't resemble seiser, it doesn't resemble demolishing anymore, and it's permitted then to open it on Shabbos. Perak Chaf Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah over here deals with different exceptions to muksa. Naitel adam es benoi v'aven biyadi. A person can pick up his son when there's a stone in the hand of the son. The young child is holding on to a stone, which is muktza. The father's not allowed to pick up the stone. Here he picks up the son, and in the process he's picking up the stone as well. That's in the son's hand. Here it's permitted. There's the conditions that allow this case are only if the child is longing very much for the father to pick him up, to the degree that if the father doesn't, the child will literally become sick with longing. And the father can't remove the stone from his hand because the child will scream and cry. So in this case, the Rabbanan permitted him to pick up the child with the stone. V'kalkala, and a basket. V'aven b'teicha, even with a stone inside of it. So again, here there's conditions. A stone is muksa. Either it's a case where there's fruit in the basket as well, and it's the type of fruit that if you would spill them out, they would get dirty and ruined. And so you can't spill out the fruit with the stone and just pick up the fruit again. That's not an option. So then you can pick up the whole basket with the stone. Or even if you don't have that leniency, there's other cases where the stone is being used to plug up a hole in the side of the basket. That would also be permitted to pick up the basket. The stone is acting as part of the wall of the basket, plugging up a hole. Umetaltalin truma tmea im hatahira vimachulin. Truma tmea. Truma that became tummy, and it's no longer fitting to be eaten. Truma is eaten by a kohen. Once it's tummy, you cannot eat it. If you can't eat it, it has no use. It becomes muksa. Still, the truma tmeah could be picked up I moved around im hatayra together with truma tahira, or im chulin together with chulin that's fitting for all people to eat, even non-kahanim. In this case, the truma tamea is nullified by the much greater significant food, the truma tahira or the chulin, which is edible, and therefore you can pick up the whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af milan as a medama b'achadamea." You can also nullify and take out one portion, one in 100 parts, when you have meduma. Meduma is when there is a mixture of truma and chulin, and if there's one part truma to 100 parts chulin, it can be nullified. But one is required to remove one portion's worth of truma and give it to the kayan in the process of fixing the other 100 parts. And generally, a person is not allowed to take off truma on Shabbos. If he has tavel that did not have any truma taken off, he can't take off the truma on Shabbos. It's considered misakin. It's fixing the grain to be ready to eat, to fix it, to be make it ready to eat. Over here, one is allowed to pick up that one portion from the meduma mixture that has 100 parts chul and one part truma. He can pick up that one part and separate it, and thereby be able to eat in the rest of it. This was allowed specifically by meduma, because already one of the portions in here was already labeled as truma before, and the rest of it is already chulin that was originally once permitted to eat. We already look at it as if there's separate truma over here, and in this case he's permitted to pick up that one part and separate it for the mixture. But the standard tevel, standard grain that had no truma taken out from it in the first place, one is not allowed to remove the truma on chops, only by meduma.